give you the instructions for this type of meditation. You don't have to change the posture, you haven't started yet, so relax. There was a story, a very good story, which is in my book, which was also first saw written by Leo Tolstoy, called The Emperor's Three Questions. It's a beautiful story, and I've adapted it to many, many different situations. The Emperor's Three Questions, to start this off, I'm going to use this as the type of meditation we will do in about 5 or 10 minutes' time. Emperor wanted to fill up with all the other religions, always fighting one another, and eventually, eventually, he decided to start his own religion. Like a practical one, simple. But he wanted to find three answers to the three basic questions of life. When is the most important time? Who is the most important person? And what is the most important thing to do? So the answer to the first question, when is the most important time? It's the only time you'll ever have. So I look at the clock there, it's now minutes past the ninth hour of the ninth day of the ninth month, 2009. Everything else is just what we add on to reality. Now is where your future is made. Now is the only time you have to do anything about your future. So now is always the most important time. Who is the most important person? Who's the most important person? No?
The person you're with.
That's right, you know that. The person right in front of you is the most important person in the world. So engage with them, whoever they happen to be. And what's the most important thing to do? You've heard the story before?
Yeah.
To care. Not to cure, not to change, but to be with and shows wonderful kindness. So what's this got to do with meditation? When you close your eyes and start meditating, when is the most important time? Now, not when you're enlightened, or not when you decide that you've had enough of this and go out. When is the most important time? It's always now. What is the most important thing to watch in your meditation? Whatever is in front of you in this moment. So when you close your eyes, what's in front of you? What are you aware of? That becomes the most important meditation object in the whole world. And what do you do with it? Try and get rid of it? Try and keep it? No. To care for it. So you're sitting here and you might be tired. Tiredness is right in front of you. You care for it. Well, if you care for it, you learn a lot from it. That tiredness is said to teach you something, you do not know what, but you learn from it when you care for it. You try and push it away and its message has not been heard. It will come back afterwards. You are depressed. It's right in front of you. So you're aware of it. It's the most important feeling in the world. It's here. So what do you do with it? You care for it. You don't try and get rid of it. You're anxious. You get to know anxiety instead of always running away from it. I used to be a ghost hunter when I was at university, and I always knew if you ran away from ghosts, you gave them the power. If you were being chased by a ghost and you turned around, it was a ghost who was scared. So you face fears, you face anxieties by knowing it's the most important thing in the world for you. It's here. And you care for it. And the care for things, that's where we get the wonderful story of the monster in the Emperor's Palace. I won't go through totally, because that's a beautiful story. The monster came into the Emperor's Palace, the Empress's Palace. Instead of saying, get out of here, you don't belong, the Empress said, welcome, monster. Thank you for coming here. And because she cared for the monster was not a monster anymore. It became a friend. So this is actually what we do with whatever's in our mind right now. It's here. We embrace it, care for it. We learn so much. But what usually happens is after a little while, the monster gets smaller and smaller and disappears. The anxiety, the fear, whatever it is in the negative emotion, it's there right in front of you. You're with it. The most important time in the world is now. And you care for it. And then it disappears. And you're very, very peaceful. And so, the sound of the saw is right in my ears now. Wonderful. It's here. And I can learn so much from the sound of the saw. I care for it. And then it disappears.
Thank you.
Because you can't always have it exactly as you want it. But you can learn from those things which irritate us in life. By caring for them, they vanish. So anyway, Emperor's Three Questions Meditation. Now the most important time, whatever's in front of you right now, is important. And you really lose care for it, nothing else. Let me see what happens. It makes meditation so easy. It means you can meditate on your deathbed. It means you can meditate at any time. You don't have to get rid of objects and choose something else and try and focus on something when the mind wants to go somewhere else. Wherever the mind goes, you go with it. You care for what you experience. Soon you understand it. And then you get so peaceful. So easy meditation. Don't know why people think it's so difficult. Okay, so let's get going with a little bit of meditation. Okay, that's good, 10 past. 20 minute meditation, then talk, then questions and answers, and then jokes. So, you can sit straight up, you can lean back, whatever is comfortable for you. Close your eyes. This is just getting things started. So for me right now, I'm just going to lean back a bit. That's nice. And if ever you feel sleepy and feel like you're going to fall off the chair, next time bring a motorbike helmet so you can fall off. Or even better, a seatbelt. So first of all, be aware of your body. How is the body? If you don't get it in a good position to begin with, it's very difficult to find enough peace to do any type of meditation. So find your body as comfortable as you possibly can. Once it's comfortable, then we come into the present moment. So you can do a little imaginary exercise. Imagine you've been shopping and you've been carrying two heavy bags, one in your left hand, one in your right hand. And on the left hand you look on the outside of the bag, there's always a logo of the company or the shop where you went shopping. But you look on that bag, it's not Harrods, it's got the words P-A-S-T, past. Because in that bag, you are carrying all the memories, both good and bad, of your past. And it's so heavy, it made your arm ache and your shoulders sore. In the right hand, in another bag, equally heavy, you see on the outside of that shopping bag, the letters F-U-T. U-R-E, future. Because in that bag, you're carrying around all your fears, anxieties, dreams and hopes as well. All that heavy baggage related to the future which you're carrying around. And some people carry that around 24/7. Even during the night, they're anxious. So feel the weight of those two bags which makes your arm ache and shoulders hurt. Like the real past and the real future make your brain tired and make your heart have no energy. And now you focus on the bag in your left hand, the past. You feel its weight. And then you imagine leaning to your left so you can lower the bag in your left hand containing your past. Lower it closer and closer to the floor. When it meets the ground, the weight disappears. And that allows you to unclench the fingers of your hand. Let go of the bag and move your arm and hand to your left side where it can relax, re-energize, and the aches in the shoulder disappear. You've let go of the past. And then you imagine the bag in your right hand, the future, fears, anxieties, hopes and dreams. And how heavy that is. And imagine leaning to your right so you can lower the bag in your right hand to the floor. And when it does meet the ground, again the burden disappears. So it allows you to move your hand away from the handle of the bag and move your arm up so it's hanging loosely by your right side, holding nothing, having let go, allowing you to re-energize and recover. And as you've let those bags down onto the floor, that's your real past and real future you've let go of for a while. You don't have to worry that someone's going to take it away. Unfortunately, it'll be there for you afterwards to pick up. But you put it down for a while to rest because you deserve to rest. And you look down in this little imaginary exercise. There's those two bags, the past and the future, and you are standing right between those two, in the middle, in this magical space between the past and the future, called now. During the rest of this brief meditation, make sure you don't pick up something from any of those bags. Leave them in the bags, because you need to grant yourself this moment of peace to be free. Now is the most important time. And what are you aware of right now? What is right in front of your mental eye? What are you aware of? Don't try and figure it out. Don't try and give it a name. Don't try and capture it. Instead, just know the most important thing, it was right in front of you now. And the only thing to do is care for it, even a little smile. So whatever you're experiencing now can teach you, whatever its message is, will keep coming back until you've learned, and then it will vanish. Now the most important time, whatever's in front of you is the most important thing in the world. And as long as you're in this moment, you can never lose your meditation object. Because the moment is always here. You're not going somewhere. You're not doing anything. You're actually being right here by giving this moment 100% importance. And you're kind to it. It's beautiful nurturing. When you're kind to all beings, they become soft and peaceful in your presence. It is a kindness which relaxes and softens and even brings beauty to whatever is in front of you right now. Now, most important time. The feeling, the idea, the thought in front of you is the most important in the whole world. And all you do is care. The wisdom will come later. Now you just have this beautiful opening the door of your heart to this moment. Welcoming this moment. Sometimes my practices have been so painful, but I'm welcoming. And that takes most of the pain away. Not trying to get rid of it, but giving it importance, learning, and being compassionate. Just like my mother when I would play soccer in the streets of Acton. Whenever I wounded myself, she'd kneel down and kiss it better. The pain would always go. The love of a mother for her child. Your kindness, your care to whatever it is you're experiencing in this moment makes it so peaceful. I'm now going to be quiet for 5 minutes to let you carry on experimenting with the Emperor's Three Questions meditation. Now, this moment is important and caring.
Whatever you're aware of is the most important. Care for it. Don't put your hand in those bags of past and future to pick something out. No past, no future. Just now. Just being here. Not doing anything. Not settling anything or sorting things out. Just being kind to this moment. Feel right now, coming close to the end of this 20-minute meditation period. You're just here. Not journeying through life, but just stopping. Now, most important time. Whatever's in front of you is the most important. And caring. Now, please count the next three breaths, in, out, in, out, in, out. At the end of the third out breath from now, you may open your eyes.